Hi, I'm Jaime Rodriguez, and this is another one of the videos in the WPF4 series. Today we're going to talk about deployment, specifically client profile. So Joseph, why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Joseph Goldberg. I'm a program manager in the Windows Presentation Foundation, and my main focus is client profile and deployment. So that's what we want to talk about today.
Good. So quick context recap. Why client profile? What is it?
So client profile is basically a subset of the full framework. So basically the reason that you can, it's going to be smaller inside and much faster to install than the full framework. So plus it includes all the features that most client applications need. So there's no really reason to install the full framework. All you need is basically the client profile.
Okay.
In most scenarios.
Now in 3.5 SP1, client profile was like XP only, you know, there was a lot of constraints. Mm. What's the story on WPF4 or .NET 4?
Exactly. So there was a lot of constraints, and we listened to our customers, and now there barely, basically there are not as many constraints. Client profile support on all the platform and all CPU architectures that the full framework is supporting, excluding IA64, but it's supporting on 64-bit, 32-bit, XP, Vista, Win7.
So any machine, regardless of whether it has a framework installed or not, I will be able to use client profile for .NET 4.
Yeah, basically supporting all the platforms that the framework is supported.
Okay, cool. That's good. So what's new in Beta 2?
So if you remember, we had in Beta 1, we had client profile as well, but in Beta 2, we made some significant changes. Some of the changes that we moved a lot of other components and features into the client profile. So basically, we believe now that almost all client application should work on the client profile.
So you've added assemblies into the client profile?
We added assemblies. So basically, the full framework have everything the client profile has, but in addition, it has ASP.NET and some absolute component. But the client has almost most of the features that the developer would want for WinForm and WPF type of applications.
So you took ASP.NET out? You took
Workflow 3, some tools, and everything else is pretty much
remained.
Everything
else is there. Okay.
In addition, we made some significant changes to the defaults of Visual Studio, and we're going to talk about them in a minute.
Okay. So show us the new defaults.
Oh, yeah. So this is a Visual Studio 2010. This is probably
one of
the latest Beta 2 versions that we have. And I'm going to show some of the changes we made. For example, if I create a new, select a new project and a new WPF application, and you can see that it's loading, and now I can click on the properties, and you can see that under the application tab, we have a target framework, and you can see that by default, the client profile is selected.
This is default, this is not something you changed before?
No, correct, this is the default, as you can just launch a new profile. You can, if you want to change it to the full framework by selecting this entry here, but there's no reason unless you really, really need some features that only exist in the full.
Okay.
But again, we believe that most developers will not need to change. In addition, if you go to, if you use click once and you were to use click once for your deployment and you click on the prerequisite dialog, you can see that also the client profile is the default selection here as well.
If I change it on the other place, is it going to automatically update
no,
the
No, you have to do it.
You have to do,
have it, to
do it in two
you
places.
You have to do it manually, correct.
Okay.
Also, there are deployment projects, and also those are selected to client profile by default. And you can go over them as well.
You're really pushing client profile in .NET 4, huh?
Well, again, we want to make it easier for developers so they don't select the full framework unless they really, really meant to. Because again, we believe that most machines will only need client profile, so there's no reason to cause end user to install a larger framework which require additional servicing, takes more time to install, and other things that they don't have to do.
Okay. What about, security error, if we go into references, can I see the new...
Yes, correct. If you go to references and you want to add a reference, and now in the reference dialog, only the assemblies that belong are part of the client profile will show. For example, system.web, we know it's in the...
It's not in client
it's
profile.
It's not in client profile. It's in the full framework. So therefore, it does not show. It does not show in this dialog. There is a new assembly called system.web.application services, and we took some of the types that people use in the system of web and move it to a new assembly. And this is part of the client profile.
Hmm.
Just to illustrate that the client profile is indeed a subset of the full, let me open up the add remove programs. And you can see that we have two entries in the add remove programs. We have the client profile here, and then we have extended. The two of them together comprise of the full framework, right? So Visual Studio 10 needs the full framework, therefore you have the two of them. But on other machines, you expect to see only one entry, which will be the client profile.
Okay.
And you can easily go from full to client by removing extended. Of course, if you do that, Visual Studio will not going to work, but there's one way to go from from full to client.
And these are servers separate, like, you know, if we were doing a service pack or something and I only had client profile?
Yeah, if you only have client profile, you expect to have only service the client profile version. If you have full, we expect to get servicing for both.
Okay.
So unlike 3.5, when we service 3.5 SP1 client profile, we went from client to full. This is not the case now in 4.0.
Okay. Where are we at on size? Like,
so we did a lot of work. Even though we added a lot of components into the client profile, we still, with improved compression, we still are relatively very close to what we had before. We are around 30 megabytes in size. I believe beta 2 will be around 31 or 32 megabytes, but the final RTM version expected to be at around 30 or even a little bit below.
And you're pretty locked, like the assemblies that are on client profile today?
Yeah, we're pretty locked. We're in beta 2, so we encourage people to use the client profile and to see if there's anything that jumps out that is missing. We would love to know about it so we can still have time to make changes.
Okay. I read your paper yesterday. This is really good, so I think you should plug it in. Is it going to be published?
Yeah, we're going to publish it on our deployment blog and get people access once we release beta 2.
Okay, good. All right. Anything else?
No, that's just the introduction, and people are encouraged to read our documentation and provide feedback and let us know what's working and what doesn't.
Okay. Thanks, Joseph.